I am the host, Richard Ravenbrook, a man, a life coach, and a spiritual mentor who has endeavored to find real spiritual truth and self-enlightenment. With experiences in various ministry types, pagan traditions, and even magical paths. With a love for Mother Earth and a balance of life, I work to channel spirit and to help educate and mentor those striving to deconstruct from mainstream religion and to empower them to find the divinity within themselves and to the truth around them. The messages are focused on everyday life, creating an environment of real coexistence, a world of mutual respect, love, and dignity. The pagan preacher is all things, the preacher and the pagan, speaking from the wisdom of spirit. Welcome back to another episode of The Pagan Preacher and the Ravensbrook Sanctuary. Today's message, Spirit has seriously been laying on my heart over the last few weeks. The last couple days, more than ever. And I want to try to make this message, even though it may come through in a sorrowful, fearful, or just in a grievous, sad kind of way. But at the same time, it can be a happy and joyful. Because if we understand what Spirit is trying to tell us, we can change things. We can change things for the good. We can save the lives and the futures of our children and our grandchildren. We can change everything for the positive. This message is not an easy one, and I have spoke of it before. I have spoke of what I saw coming, what Spirit has told me was coming through one device, one way or another. And I think most of us, we can feel it, can't we? We can feel a stirring in the air. We can feel things just don't seem right. Things already seem different. Things just don't seem like they used to. Seasons are different. The atmosphere is different. Our interactions are different. Time is different. People can feel this. I've seen it even on social media where people feel it. They see it. Spirit is trying to talk to all of us. Those of us that will be in this gathering, of the people that hear Spirit and understand that planet Earth is our home and it needs our help. It needs our help because of what we as a species has done to it. Planet Earth has always had its cycles. Its cycles created by the Creator to heal itself. To renew itself. Renew itself so it could keep sustaining the life that is on it. It revives itself. But the things that we have done, we have polluted our air, we polluted our water, we filled our oceans full of trash, we place luxury over environmental safety, cleanliness, and we're all guilty of it. We're guilty whether we understood it, understood whether we were even doing it or not. Most, you know, when we're young, we don't understand what we're doing. We're driving the old American muscle cars. absolutely love them, but absolutely polluting the air as well. Our coal generating plants, you know, it doesn't take genius to know, to see that it can't be good. And then we know there's other methods of, you know, doing the things that we are doing, and it, we can still keep up with the things that we have, only in a different way. We know we can do these things. The only reason we haven't done these things is fear and greed. Those two things have stopped us from moving on as a species and doing the best we can for this planet and the life that is on this planet. The spirit moves. It says we don't have much time. Spirit says we have no more than 5 to 10 years from the date that I speak this message to make the difference, to make the change that will save millions of lives. If we continue as we are, disregarding everyone from spirit to scientist, we will cease to know Mother Earth as she is now. Things will change so drastically because of what we have done that it will take a very long time to see the life on this planet as we do now. Mother Earth always finds a way. Our Creator always finds a way to bring about life. But I don't know about you, but I'd like to see my children and my grandchildren and even my neighbor's child and their children. I'd like to see them live on a planet that is absolutely amazingly beautiful. You know, we've gotten away from seeing nature for what it is and seeing the beauty in nature. Some of us can't even go to the woods or the forest and take a small hike without getting irritated from mosquitoes or it's hot or whatever it is. We've lost the love of where we come from. Our roots are in the soil of Mother Earth. Every religion that I know of breaks it down into the simplest things, even in Scripture, in the Bible. It says that we were created from the elements of Mother Earth. We were created from the bosom of Mother Earth. We were taken from the dust. But we have forsaken our duty as humans to care for our little piece of land. And I know there is far more out there. I know there is far more land out there. I know there is far more. There is far more out there than what 99% of the people that are hearing this message understand. But we have to change this for us. We have to do this because it's the right thing to do. We have to show that we can grow as a people, that we can grow in enlightenment, and we can grow in an aspect that we know that if we even have to surrender some of our luxuries and go back to the old ways, then so be it. Because I want to see the beauty that I saw as a child, that I see in my mind when I look back, when Spirit speaks, and, you know, I hope, and I know there is, I know there's other people out there that appreciate nature and appreciate the small things like listening to the birds and listening to the rustle of the trees and the brook, the little creek going through the woods and the smells of the forest. They appreciate those things, understanding that that is a part of us and we are a part of it. But we have forsaken it. We've replaced Mother Earth with concrete jungles. We have eradicated creatures of many different kinds to the point of extinction, just so we would have the room to grow. We have spread through this land like cockroaches without a purpose. We just grow and grow and grow and take and take and take and never give back. We take more than what we need and we ignore and forsake and belittle the spiritual minds that tell us, that have warned us over and over and over to stop doing the things that we're doing, or it'll be too late. But my friends, it is almost too late. And I'm not speaking on a religious aspect of this, because it saddens me when I speak of things like this, and people say, well, my God's, he's set to return and he's going to save me from those things and he's going to make everything okay and he's going to make... It's because we don't know history. We don't... It's like, when do we come to the grasp of reality? You know that, as I said, the earth has its cycles. And even your scripture, even your Bible says that God is no respecter of persons. You understand what that means? It means that what has to be done has to be done. And if you're in the way, basically it means that, you know, if Spirit tells you to move and tells you that it's dangerous for you here, you need to do things to change this, then you can't blame God for what happened, because you were warned, you were told. And there's many of us right now that are feeling this, no matter what religion you are. I have many friends that are Norse pagan. I have many that are Wiccan. I have many that are Christian witches. I have many that are just, you know, eclectic pagan. And I have many that follow a form of Christianity and is just not churchology. They don't believe in corporate church. You know, and I think we all feel this. We come from different regions, we come from different lands, we come from different beliefs, but we feel it, and we've seen it. We see the evidence when we really get to looking. We see things deep within the ground. We can see the motions of things that have been buried. We've seen the evidence of the cycles of this earth. And normally things would be okay. The earth goes through its cycles. And the earth has its remedies. The problem is, Spirit says this time, the things that we have done have hurt those remedies, have hurt the natural order of things. And we must do something now. And not to rely on a divine being, but only the divinity within ourself. That it is up to us if we want to save us. In this aspect, divinity, or the divine, is speaking. Speaking to each and every one of us, the one that listens to this podcast, the one that is simply out there and feels exactly what I'm feeling. That is the divine trying to tell everyone, wake up, child. Wake up before it's too late. Is this big automobile you're driving worth it? Is there another way to create electricity? Do you really have to have that air conditioner? You know, it's just the little things that people just laugh and say, well, you know, that's not really what's not causing those issues. But together, when you mix all of this up together, throughout all the world, we know that it's not good. We go to the big cities, New York City, for example, bumper to bumper traffic for miles on end. Takes forever to get from one area to another because there's so many people, so many vehicles emitting so much pollution. Businesses and factories dumping things into our water. People going to the beach and just leaving all their trash. You know, it's sad what the human race can do when it has absolutely no respect for its surroundings. It seems like we're the only species that I know of that disregards its own home and disgraces a creator. That we were given this home and we simply destroy it and destroy the creatures that are on it. We don't try to live according to what we have and what we need. We don't try to live with the creatures that were here, to live with them, to live around them, without harming them to ensure our safety. Because believe it or not, there are ways. There are ways to live with all life without having to destroy it. We just have never been in tune and enlightened enough to do it. You know, the simplest things, like a deer crossing the road in the forest. But you can look at it in another way, but the road is the one that's crossing through the forest. And the deer is merely walking through the forest. Because the road didn't belong there. But the deer did. We make ourselves. We put ourselves, should I say, in situations that we shouldn't be in. We alter things and we change things like our water supplies. We want to, you know, even the place I live right now, Lebanon, Indiana, I believe at one time it was almost a swampland. All kinds of geese and ducks and fowl life came here every year. They destroyed it in order to create the city. We do things like that all over the country. Even right now, they're talking about moving water because I believe Eli Lilly wants to create another huge factory here in Boone County. And they want to take water from Lafayette, Indiana, and pump it here through the Wabash, I believe. They are trying to stop that, of course, because humanity keeps trying to change the face of what Mother Earth has already done. The natural balance of things. When we change the natural balance, we change everything. Things begin to dry up where they wouldn't have dried up. We begin to see different creatures and animals start to fade away or leave because they can't survive there anymore. They can't live there anymore. The food supply is gone. The water is gone. Or the proper land or the swamp land or whatever it may be. The trees. How much life have we seen leave this earth? Because we as a population, we as humanity, can't control our own population, can't control our own. And it's so simple, but we have made it so complicated because we simply don't care. Because we simply won't think about it. We want to put down other countries that say that, you know, maybe we should limit how many children that we have. Because we don't have enough food to keep feeding people. Our this planet or this spot of land. This area of land. We don't have enough food. We don't have enough space. We don't want to tell people to, you know, we've got to start regulating population. But it doesn't take a genius to know that, yes, we do. We have to. Just like all wildlife has its way of population control. And we do. Because the small creatures get ate by bigger creatures. Small fish get eaten by bigger fish. You know, certain animals eat the plants that pass the seeds. Life has its balance. But then we come in. Even though we can have that same balance, if we role model after the things that we see, role model after that influence, you know, have some simple understanding and respect for the things around us and for other people. We're overpopulated. We're killing our earth. We're killing our home. And Spirit says that we've got to stop. We've got to stop doing what we're doing, or it's going to be too late. And we don't want to say, you know, you're telling us that if we don't do something in 5 or 10 years, many of us will perish. Yes, that's what I'm telling you. We will not be the same. Many areas of our little bit of land will not exist. Or will not exist as they do today. They will be so gratefully changed that it will seem like devastation. On top of this, we will have all kinds of other issues. Major issues. Everything from blackouts to weather issues to earthquakes to you name it. And I know the first person, religious person out there says, well, that's the sign of the end times. And why do we do that? Why just simply accept your end? When Spirit's trying to tell you, you don't have to. It doesn't have to be the end. And it truly doesn't. We have the knowledge and the wisdom and the expertise to be able to know when things are going to happen and how things are going to happen. We have the ways to move people into safety zones. We have the way to take care of people, to give people what they need. When we let go of greed, when we let go of selfishness, and arrogance. And yes, when we even let go of religion. You know, spirituality has nothing to do with religion. And honestly, if your God tells you that only certain people are worthy of existing, that I don't want anything to do with that God. Because all people on this planet are equal and deserve as much as any other person. Even though we have all kinds of different beliefs, that's because these are traditions that were handed down, and that's what we do. That's how, as a human race, that's what we do. We listen to our elders, and they listen to their elders, and they listen to their elders. We read our books, and we don't. The spirituality is deep within us. And we know for a fact that times are changing. We know for a fact that Mother Earth needs our help. This isn't just a prophecy. This is Spirit telling each and every one of us, don't lose everything you've been given simply because you're too proud to open up your mind and open up your heart to save the children of the future, to change this earth, to help this earth help herself and all the people and the creatures and creations around it. If you take anything from this message today, it is, do not take this lightly, because this isn't someone saying that this could happen. This is someone saying that this will happen. That if we don't start making major changes in the next 5 to 10 years, it's too late. And we will face the consequence. Our children will face the consequence. And some will be death and destruction. We can't avoid that almost entirely. There's even other organizations that are saying the same thing, believe it or not. Of course, the governments are trying to quench them as well. But we don't want to put people into a fear. And no, we don't. But we want to wake people up. We want to tell people that if we make changes, we can save our planet. We can save what was given to us. But we have to let go of that pride. We have to let go of that whatever, where you shrug things off and you just kind of want to ignore it. You don't want to think about it because it just hurts too much or it's too serious. We don't want to talk about the bad things. We only want to talk about the happy, good things. But when I said it could be a happy thing, it's because it's happy because we can change it. It's happy because it hasn't happened yet. It's happy because it doesn't have to happen. It's happy because Spirit has already intervened and say, you can change things if you do it now. You can make a difference. You can be that person that makes a difference. Stand with myself, the Ravensbrook Sanctuary. Stand with other organizations that are trying to awaken people. You know, tell people about the Pagan Preacher podcast. Because it doesn't do any good for me to sit here and speak of a spirit if nobody's listening. We need people to listen. We need people to dive into spirit and tune into spirit and listen to spirit. And acknowledge it. Understand it. Believe it. It doesn't have to happen. But it will. If we don't convince our governments, our politicians, our businessmen and women, we've got to make change. And we've got to make changes in our lives too. To the things that we eat, to the things we throw in the trash, where we throw the trash, how much just the little things. And I think, you know, I don't have to go into that because people have been talking about these things for years already. Recycling, and we can make a huge difference. But we got to step it up and do a little bit more than what we've been doing. We need to make some big changes. Changes that are scary. Changes that are going to make a lot of people very uncomfortable. But we have to do this. We have to make these changes. It's time for us to grow. It's time for us to use our own enlightenment and to show our Creator and to show all of creation that is around us, all of them that watch us and looking on upon us and seeing, what are they going to do? Are they going to just sit back and watch their lands be utterly destroyed because of their own actions? Or are they going to wake up and say, you know what? We were given domain over this land. It's time for us to take care of it. We can go back. We can fix what we've done. And we can. Be a leader. Tell people. Thank you for tuning in to the Pagan Preacher Podcast. Look up the Ravensbrook Sanctuary. It's going to be trying to truly get this message out. Subscribe to the Pagan Preacher Podcast. Just those numbers help. Be blessed, everybody, and blessed be. Thank you, everyone. This is Richard Ravenbrook. From my heart to yours, I hope you are blessed. Please be a blessing. Share these podcasts. Share my short videos. Tell the world the work that's being done. Help me open the minds of those so closed. Help me bring into the fold those seeking truth and enlightenment. Be blessed.